He's back. Hello, Brett Mack. How are you going?
Hello. Hello. Testing. One. What's it? Oh, hello, Paul.
How are you going?
Good, mate. How are you?
I'm all right. I believe little birdie sat on my shoulder on the weekend said that whilst you're away in the top end, you missed the microphone so much that on every tour you took, you became the tour host. Couldn't resist.
Not true.
You kicked the bloke off the bus who was supposed to be chatting through everything and telling all the visitors what things were. And here's Brett Mack up the front going, "Well, welcome to the big show."
Over there, Kakadu. Over there, Arnhem Land. That's it. Yeah, that's about all I know. It was a very short tour.
Something I thought once about doing, and then I came to my senses and gone, I couldn't cope.
No, you got
to
do it.
Couldn't cope.
Oh, being a tour guide.
No, a tour guide.
Bad idea.
Yeah, I'm not sure I could remember all that sort of stuff. I can't remember my own name, let alone some of the things up there. I took a couple of tours up there, and it's like, you know, because it's hugely cultural where the Aboriginal community is concerned.
You're quite right.
And trying to remember all those names and you know, looking at the Aboriginal art and all the information that they compiled in their brains to tell visitors and tourists about, it's quite phenomenal how much information tour guides really do need to have and learn.
Yeah, we did laugh though because we did a number of tours with crocs involved.
Oh yeah, I did that on the river. Yeah,
and you know, one tour says a croc can hold their breath for an hour underwater, and you think, okay, that's pretty specky. Then the next tour says a croc can hold their breath for 4 hours underwater. You think, hang on a minute, hey, which is it? Is it one or four?
Hang on a minute, why did you do two? They're the same. They're all the same crocodiles. They keep chasing the piece of meat that the blokes got on the string on the end of the bamboo stick.
Yeah, we did the jumping crocs tour, but we did do a more of a wildlife one on they call it Yellow River,
so
I believe.
So basically you're up there visiting Mandy's family, right? Because there's plenty of wildlife up there on the top
don't
end.
Don't worry about that. Yeah.
Well, that'll get back on.
You're in big trouble. Morning one, my friend. Morning
one. So what was the highlight of said top end tour?
Oh, goodness gracious, PT. Where do you start? I mean,
bottles of red wine?
Yeah. It was kind of like our own personal food and wine fest every day.
Right.
Look, just nature in all her beauty. Mm. Where were we? We were at a falls called Edith Falls, just north of Katherine. Mm. You're bobbing around in this beautiful, clear, crisp water on this 35-degree day, looking at the escarpments, looking at the waterfalls, thinking, life does not get much better than this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
great. You're sitting there going, I wonder what the poor people are doing. looking at the escarpments,
that was
apparently.
a free thing to do.
Was that a freebie?
Yeah, that's just a wander up, take your pool noodle in with you and off you go. Never seen so many apparent grown-ups with pool noodles.
Really?
It's quite funny, yeah.
Pool noodles in Kakadu?
Yeah.
Are you sitting me?
Yeah.
Did I say you're sitting me?
I think you did.